reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please, let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. A friend of mine died recently. I've known her and her husband for about 20 years. She worked at two parishes during those years, a director of faith formation. She put herself through a ministerial program, going to class in the morning and then running off to work as a temp in an office in the afternoons to earn enough to scrape by and pay for her tuition. She spent her nights studying and writing papers. Her dedication to ministry in the church was exemplary. Her hours were long, and Lord knows she wasn't in it for the money. And besides all that, she volunteered at a nearby soup kitchen. No pay. Well, she developed a brain tumor, and you've heard stories like this before. There was a surgery and radiation and several rounds of chemo, and things looked good for a while. But after a couple of years of ups and downs and reactions to chemo and hospital stays to build her up, she died. And so we ask the age-old question, the one that challenges our faith and the faith of generations of believers, the question that causes some to turn away from God in anger or profound doubt. Why must good people suffer? Really evil people, well, we might understand that, but why the good, the innocent? Why children? It's amazing that to these questions the Bible offers no answer, no quote, no chapter and verse, nothing that would satisfy our minds and comfort our spirits, help us to accept what's so distressing. When our faith is challenged by such questions, since we can't find an absolute and clear answer in the Scriptures, we draw out our own conclusions, trying to come up with some answer. So we say things to ourselves or to others who are in hard times. We say, "God is testing your faith." Well, there's nowhere that Jesus gives that as an answer. Or we say, most profoundly, as if it comes from the Bible itself, we say, "God will never give us more than we can bear." Well, that's not biblical. And do we really need a God like that, someone who's the tester, someone who presses down on us up to the point where we might break and then back off a bit? While the Scripture doesn't give us a ready answer to our questions about the source and reason for suffering, it does give us images in both the Old and New Testament of our God, reaching out to heal the afflicted, strengthening the weak and fearful. And God gives us Jesus, our God, made flesh, who walked among us. He joined us in our human journey, and he didn't withdraw, but stayed with us through his own suffering and dying, as he stays with us through our own difficult moments. Jesus reveals a God who's compassionate, who heals, and who strengthens those who call out for help. Today's gospel is one more story that reveals where God's heart lies, with those who call out in faith for help. While we may not be asking for an eye cure, as the blind man did, we are asking for insight. We want to look out at the world with eyes of faith, to see God's presence in mystery and in the world around us, and to be able to respond to it, to see how to respond to it. And that sight Jesus gives us. Jesus says over us today what he said over the blind man: have sight, your faith has saved you. The man actually, after receiving physical sight, received a second healing, a second gift of sight. The story says he immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. That's the bigger miracle. In biblical language, following him, Jesus, means becoming a disciple. Someone who follows Jesus, well, that describes us. We've been given that gift of sight. We follow Jesus like the man, and like the man, we give glory to God right here at this Mass. Where's Jesus going? There's the man following behind, but where? He's about to enter Jerusalem. He just told his disciples that in Jerusalem he would suffer and die and rise on the third day. When we experience the mystery of suffering, it's our faith that gives us sight and helps us stay the course, even with our questions and doubts. That kind of suffering we don't have any control over. When we follow Jesus on his journey to Jerusalem, it will mean accepting another kind of suffering, the kind of suffering that comes because we're following him. And he invites us, in following him, to take up that cross, that suffering of being a disciple. That's the kind of suffering we have the power to accept or reject. Jesus suffered for what he said about God and for the people he reached out to heal and forgive, sinners and outcasts. He's given us the second sight he gave the man, the sight that helps us accept him and follow him. As we travel with him, he asks us to freely accept the sacrifices that come with being his disciples. And that's where suffering will enter our lives, as his disciples. He helps us to see the way he sees and to look out through his eyes at the world. So, we see. We see with his eyes the value of each person, regardless of their status or place of birth or physical condition or education or economics or age or sexual orientation or gender. We see, as his disciples, that we're called to forgive and where possible seek reconciliation. We see those Jesus saw, and so we welcome the outsider, we feed the hungry, we clothe the naked. We try to live in the way the gospel shows us Jesus lived, because we're his followers, and he's given us sight. And I praise God for the sight that Jesus gave my friend, who worked so many years faithfully to give sight and education and insight to those who were seekers in her parish. We believe that Jesus continues to give us sight at this Mass, because here he says to us right now, have sight, your faith has saved you.